Hello, good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. We would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Repeat, please.
Yes. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It is.
Thank you. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox. Or also, it may temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock, a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing this, would you support or oppose a law, a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would oppose that law with that definition.
And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
Still would oppose.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth?
Oppose.
Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
Oppose.
A locked container or case?
Oppose.
A locked box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage can be accessible via a key lock?
Say that again.
Yes. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage can be accessible via a key lock?
I oppose that all guns, but yes, some guns should be locked up.
So most
of your questions are all based on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So even the very first question where I said it is a responsibility of the homeowner, but no, under that your conditions of the secure lock. Because if someone breaks into my house and it's in a secured place, I'm dead before I even get a shot at my gun. So,
thank you for your opinion, sir. But in this case, for the key lock, would you support or oppose it?
Oppose.
What about?
Your questions are too defined. I oppose everything has to be secure. That's why some of them have to be unsecured. So your questioning is irrelevant to every situation.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. What about a combination lock?
Opposed.
Would you support? And what about a biometric identifier, such as
Opposed.
A fingerprint? Thank you. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
What good does an unloaded gun do? Oh, your questions are so bad. Are you a Democratic thing or what?
I am not sure. We're not told since we don't want to influence your opinions.
So, once again, I can't honestly answer your questioning in the way they go, even the very first one. It is a homeowner's responsibility to make sure their guns are secured, but not by your definition that you gave me with everything under a lock key. You have to be able to get to a gun if need be. So some of them have to be locked up. Some of them do not have to be locked up.
And for the purpose of the question, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Once again, no. What good is an unloaded gun when someone's breaking into your house?
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in a locked safe case or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you think that is secure or no, it is not secure?
You'll have to start that question again because you went completely different than I thought you were starting. So start again.
If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
Whatever you said made no sense to me.
Oh.
So let's get that question all together.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Nope. Oppose.
Thank you. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Jeevic, why don't you make these questions longer? So repeat that again. So like I say, you're changing the whole sentence in the middle of it. So try again.
Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require the law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Once again, you're turning this whole thing around in the middle of the sentence.
We just want to know if you support or oppose the law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language in the law making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search warrant without or search your car without a warrant.
Still makes no sense to me. You're saying I agree that they need a warrant to check my house or my car. That much I can tell you. What all that other mumbo jumbo makes no sense.
Okay. Well, in that case, thank you very much, sir, for your time. Have a wonderful day.
And by the way, I only have 50 guns in this house.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks. Bye.
What? Okay.